Becca, do you want to clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful clean and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store. Also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Tanya, I have great news.
Yes?
With all of your wedding activities on the horizon, I thought you'd be excited to find out the sale you wait for is finally here. Macy's Friends and Family Sale.
Yes! What perfect timing.
You can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more.
This is incredible. I need to plan for my bachelorette party, bridal shower, rehearsal dinner. I mean, so now I know exactly where to look.
Exactly. And you can get 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping when you spend $25.
Amazing. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is April 25th through May 5th. Shop at Macy's.com and in-store. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing that you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and two-time People's Choice Award-winning podcast.
Hello, everybody. We're scrubbing in.
It's Scrub-a-dub-dub in the tub-a-tub-tub.
We're fresh off. Well, not we're, but, well, we all are. But mostly Tanya is fresh off of the final award show of the season. Let's hear it for our girl.
Thank you. It does feel weird. Like I was telling Becca all day, like it's almost like the last day of school, you know, like award season is this thing where it was almost like this separate work family where you have meetings and, you know, your team of people that are helping you with each show and mm-hmm. the people that you're working with. And then when it's the last show, it's just like, that's it. Okay.
See
that
you next year.
So fun. Yeah. See you around. I don't know. It's like really sad in a weird way. And like, it was also like the first award show of the season that felt like an actual red carpet with people walking around. And I don't know. It just felt more back to normal mm-hmm. than any award show has felt. So that was like kind of electric.
Yeah. I was going to say, and I feel like because this, like these events were kind of the first moments of feeling normalcy yeah. for you, especially
yeah.
it was like getting dressed up, getting your hair and makeup done, being around people, and now it's like kind of over. But on the flip side, it seems like the world in general is moving in a direction of normalcy. So
yeah, and I almost feel like because of that, because it was a sense of normalcy, I kind of let my guard down in terms of the way that I look, or like, you know what I mean? Like letting my team of people around me just do what they want in terms of like hair and makeup and styling. And it's been really fun to just kind of let loose. And like, I've always been very careful about like what I want, what I like in terms of all of that kind of stuff. And this year I was just like, let's do it. Who cares? Like you only look like YOLO. Like I really feel like I YOLO'd it this award season.
You did. I mean, yeah. You had so many different fun looks that you have never branched out and done before.
No, like who knows? Next time you guys see me, I might be in some snake outfit.
Oh, a snake.
Like an actual snake, mm-hmm. like dressed up as a snake. Mm-hmm. All right. Can't wait for that.
That weirdly reminds me, because right when we got here, I got on Instagram and Kourtney Kardashian posted a photo of her and Travis Barker. I think the tiny bottoms that we're able to see, I think they're snake print.
Skin?
they're in that phase of a new relationship where you're just like wanting to be all over that person.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah.
Like you can feel it through the photos. You're like, whoa. Like, should I be seeing this photo?
I know, but I like kind of love that.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, yeah. I don't know. I mean, you know, I think being able to post that and while you're experiencing that like electric feeling, there's nothing like that new feeling when you start dating someone.
Nothing, truly. But can I also tell you about my, I think I mentioned this in the last podcast, about my new obsession with Riz Ahmed, because
oh yeah, that was so cute.
So I was watching these movies, and if you haven't seen any of them, nobody else has either, so you're good. But I was watching Sound of Metal, and I fell in love with the story, but also Riz Ahmed, who was the main actor in the movie. He just did such a phenomenal job. And then I started like going into, obviously like digging into like him and watching interviews and all this stuff. And he is just so well-spoken, very thoughtful, but also so in love with his now wife. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why that just like really tugs at me, because I just think it's so, you know, they are very confident and in their own lane in terms of like work and career and whatever. But the love and the admiration that they have for each other, mm-hmm. is just so special. And last night on the carpet, he like helped her with her hair. Yeah. Like he like moved it out of the way for the photo. And like just the way he looks at her, it just melts my heart, because I think like we were saying the other day about like the good ones, you know, like he's a good one.
Oh yeah. He's so physically your type too.
Oh, I mean,
let's not ignore the fact of the matter, which is that he's your type all around.
To a T.
Yeah.
To a T. I know, it's so funny, because when I watch a movie or something that I'm really like moved by, I always message DM the actors. Like I just, it's like my move every year. And so I was telling everybody that I was DMing Riz Ahmed, but it's so not flirty in any way. Do you know what I mean? Like it's very much like, oh my gosh, this movie's fantastic. I hope you win all the awards. You're mm-hmm. so good. Like, and I email the director or DM the director and the, you know, the writer. So it's not just that. And I actually got a response from Mahershala Ali a few years
really?
Ago. So it does work. Yeah.
Wow.
I know, that was a big one. I was like, he's
a big one.
Yeah. Mahershala Ali just responded with the praying hands emoji. And I have never been the same, really. I should put it in my Instagram bio. But everybody's like, Tanya, he's married. You have to. And I'm like, no, it's not about that. I don't know. I think I really like them as a couple. I really like him as an actor.
Mm-hmm.
And as a husband, even though I'm not in their relationship.
Even though we know nothing about his relationship. Yeah, I haven't. Was the movie good?
It was great.
Okay. Because there's a few movies that I saw that were nominated and I was interested, but I think the only one I actually watched was Promising Young Woman.
Yeah. I mean, they're all dark. You know?
Yeah, they all seem really sad. That's yeah. what we haven't watched almost any of them, because we're like, I don't want to cry. Let's just watch Captain America again.
Yeah, same. I'm like, let's watch He's Just Not That Into You and reruns of Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of Grey's Anatomy.
I didn't see it.
Tanya.
Wow. I know. I was so immersed. What?
We're doing this podcast and you have not seen the most recent episode of Grey's Anatomy?
I have not seen the most recent episode of Grey's Anatomy.
I have to. Am I just expected not to talk? I don't even have Mark
here. You can talk
about
it. You can talk about it.
Well, I don't. No, none of you care.
Oh my gosh.
So basically, you know, Meredith is on the spoiler alert for everybody, I guess. Meredith is still on the beach and Derek's there and they're like walking together and she's like, I want to get. You know, she's basically like, I'm so tired. And he's like, it's not your time yet. Like, you have to go. The kids need you. And he basically was validating like everything that he's like, I don't want you to be alone. Like, I don't want you to not date because of me. Like, I don't want you to be alone. And like, basically was validating, like,
oh, giving her permission.
Well, just like everything that she needed to hear, I guess, which I did not want her to move on, but you know, what's done is done. You know, they gave us the gift of seeing him again. So at the end, or kind of at the one point, she's like, yeah, Zola has a drawing of us in a wedding dress and a suit. And I tried to show her the post-it, but she hated it. Like, she wanted a wedding. And she's like, I would give it to her if I wanted to. And so then they're like in wedding attire and they're on the beach. And he is still looking at
the same way.
The same exact way where I felt like the tingles all over my body.
Oh, those tingles.
He like looks down at her mouth and like looks into her eyes, and he has the exact same look he did in season one. Their chemistry is unmatched.
Honestly, that's a little shocking to me because I feel like I read that there was some like scuttlebutts between or scuttlebutts.
I think there was. Well, I don't know what the word is, but I do think that there was something, but I think they've since rekindled.
They've since built a bridge and walked over it.
Yes. Yeah. And wow. And even Crystal runs our scrubbing in social media, and she's like one of the Facebook admins. She posted about it and was like, wow. And I wrote her and I was like, the way he looks at her. And she goes, I've never been a Derek fan, but this episode like really changed it.
Wow. Crystal's never been a Derek fan.
People think that Derek like didn't treat Meredith well. I mean, you've said that too,
right? In the beginning. I forget about those days because he really came around.
Oh my god. And I have one of those sauna sweat bags, you know, that you get in. It's like an infrared sauna. And so I was laying in that while I was watching the episode. So I'm like drenched in sweat. And at the end, it was so emotional. And I'm like sobbing. I'm sweating. It was a really emotional episode.
Oh, wow. So now Derek's gone.
He walked away.
I did see that. I saw some spoilers. I can't believe I forgot. I should have watched it today, but
I just can't believe that saga's over. Like, I was kind of, I personally wanted it to last until the series.
So now she's going to come back to life, basically.
She did. She woke up. And Zola was there.
Well, that's the spoiler alert.
Well, listen, we have a job here, and that I know. Honestly, I was like,
you guys are journalists.
Yeah. I did my journalist duties.
Yeah, you did. I did not. I failed my journalistic duties this week. I did. But I was realizing, I was like, why did I not watch on Thursday? But then I remembered I did Daily Pop.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you've been busy.
I've been a working girl.
You have been a working girl. So yeah, I was just really emotional, and now I'm just concerned. Okay, my theory was that they're putting Joe and McWidow together. I keep feeling something happening
there. I wouldn't hate that.
Interesting, because you're so team Joe Jackson.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. I just want Joe with anyone. That's cool. Joe with anybody but Owen.
Okay, I see Joe and McWidow happening. They're setting it up. You know, she wants kids. She wants to be loved. I think that could happen. Jackson in the preview shows up at April's house in the next episode.
I know. But remember, Sarah Drew told us that she's only back for one episode.
What if he's gone? Like, what if he ends up leaving?
Oh, she takes him with her.
Yeah, maybe he's like, I want to be with you.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. Because, like, I don't like the idea of a homewrecker. Like,
so
she's happily married.
Here's my question to you. Now that I've missed one episode, should I wait until Thursday, watch both together and make it like a full immersion Thursday, or catch up tonight and then watch the next one again like a normal human?
I would watch the most recent one.
Is that good?
ASAP.
Okay. All right.
It's just like never did I imagine that I would get new romantic Derek Meredith scenes. Oh. And there's this, oh my gosh, remember when they were kind of broken up and he's so tortured about like the Addison thing, and he's standing behind her in the elevator and he's just like right here.
Yeah.
And she's like letting him, but like doesn't want to let him. Yeah. He does that on the beach where he's like standing right behind her. And he's like, you have to go, like the kids need you. And he like kisses her hair. Ugh.
Okay. All right. That's going to be some Tanya time tonight with my, what's that vibrator called?
Satisfier Pro. Oh man.
Woo! Fun Monday night for me.
Yeah. That's a good Monday night.
Yeah.
Yeah, so enjoy that.
Thank you.
Anyways.
So anyways, if you guys are listening to this at 9 PM tonight, you know what I'll be doing?
I'm like, where
are you asking people to sync up with you?
Yeah, I'm like, are she asking for like a vibrator party? This is uncomfortable.
Quite the call to action.
To Grey's Anatomy. with a ghost Derek.
Yeah, this took a dark turn. You know what, guys? I'm running on some not a lot of sleep here, so just bear with me.
All right, so you mentioned in, not last week, I think the week before, that you have someone who was in your past is back in your life.
Correct.
And you've been posting more about him than you ever did before. I know.
Thank
like.
You so much. It's like free Britney over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just like doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's surprising. I mean, his face is out there. You know, how long till we get his address?
Yeah. But the thing is like we like in the past, we only would get a hairy arm sighting every now and then.
Right.
And now we're like getting, and we get him like slicing tuna because you loved that.
God, I still watch that video regularly.
Oh my God. Oh, man. With the satisfier. But yeah, I it's like interesting to see, and everyone's so curious. Like I reposted a photo that you posted of the three of us at the premiere that we did last week.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, oh my God, what is this? What's going on? Are y'all going to talk about this? And so
it's funny that one of my girlfriends saw that because I was talking to her today and I was kind of just like keeping her, kind of catching her back up on like what's going on in my life. Da, da, da. And she's like, oh my gosh, what? Like he's back? And I was like, yeah. I was like, I've been posting his photo and stuff. And she goes, you did? And I was like, yeah. So I showed her the photo and she goes, oh, I thought that was just like some dude that like worked on your podcast or something. I was like, oh, I'm just sneaking him in there. See, just so you don't really know what's happening.
Our scrubbers know who's involved in the podcast.
Yeah.
They did not mistake him as someone, one of our producers or Easton or Mark. They knew.
Yeah. No, she did not know. Yeah, I definitely, well, should we take a break really fast?
That's a great idea. Let's take a break and we'll be right back. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
There's 2 kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I wanna kiss you more. More, All In with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
This is Scott Patterson. You know me as Luke on the show Gilmore Girls, and I have a podcast called I Am All In. So, you know, here's the thing about the podcast is I've never, ever, ever seen, only seen one movie, and I've only seen the pilot. So 153 episodes and three movies I have not seen. And I know you guys have been binge watching it through COVID and, you know, for 21 years and generations of families and mothers and daughters. And let's watch it together, guys. You know, we'll share stories. We'll share the memories. I've got a million stories to tell, especially about Sean Gunn and Milo Ventimiglia and a lot of other people, too. And guess what? You can pull out your cell phones and use them during the podcast, I guess. How am I going to know? You come into the diner and do that, that's a different story. Listen to I Am All In on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, everybody, and don't forget, follow us on Instagram at I Am All In Podcast and email us at gilmore@iheartradio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, scottyp.com, S-C-O-T-T-Y-P.com, scottyp.com. Grade one specialty coffee.
All right, we are back. So tell us what's going on, because I'm loving it. I'm living vicariously through the stories, the photos, the friendship bracelets. I guess
you know
not friendship.
All of these things. Back at you. You're living through it. You know more than anybody.
I'm living through it being open, though, because I get personal texts.
Right,
I get all that stuff, but I'm excited for it to be out there for everybody else.
Yeah. I think that, you know, I got a lot of questions too, because everybody's like, how, like when, like what's going on? And I think that, you weren't here, we had Lisa Vanderpump as my guest, co-host that day when you were gone. And she asked me if I was still with him, but like, I didn't know what to say, because it's like, we did break up in December and it's still really emotional. Like, even if I talked about it right now, I'd still cry. Like, I recently talked about it with someone of my girlfriends and I cried again. So it's like, it does trigger me in that way. You know, mm-hmm. like I still get sad about it, but I wasn't ready to like really share anything, because I think that breakup was so hard for me personally. But then also having to like talk about it, I couldn't do it. Like, I was just too emotional. And then I felt like it felt inauthentic, because I was like not able to talk it through. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so that's why I've been kind of like, when we started dating, we're dating. I'm dating, dating again. And I use the cast analogy because it's like, I'm a little bit insecure about it still, you know, like I'm not fully secure in that. And so, that's kind of where I'm at. Like, I want to be authentic and real and transparent, because I think that's what connects all of us. And that's what makes this community so special. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's like, I'm not secure in it to fully like leap out mm-hmm. like I have before, you know? And so I'm trying to kind of, you know, ease into it and, you know, post them here and there mm-hmm. and like not make it a big thing, because I want to just make it feel normal and right, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think the thing is I think going through heartbreak, whether it's a relationship or just like anything in life, is all at our personal consent of like how we want to deal with it, what makes us feel safe, you know? And I think when you're hurting, to process it is one thing, and like even just being alone in it or talking to your friends about it is hard enough, but then opening up that part of your life and this like heartbreak to however many people are listening is really challenging. And like, I think you did it at a you talked about it enough to where you shared that you were going through it and you were struggling, but also you guarded your heart how you needed to.
Yeah. And I think the thing that's hard too, it's funny because I feel like I've become this, like, now everybody's coming to me and they're asking me like, what do I do like to get him back? And yeah. I'm like, I don't know. Do not ask me, because Like, it wasn't, I think the reason is, and I think why I couldn't articulate really what happened is because it was nothing really in our relationship between the two of us. It was external things. And so to be able to express that without crying and like, I just couldn't do it. You know, I just like, I couldn't do it. And so I just kind of had to pray. I was just constantly praying that entire time and staying positive and staying busy and, you know, keeping people that I love around and like eat, pray, loving it. Like literally just like reading a ton and working out and, you know, doing things for me. And I do actually want to talk about at some point how we started talking again and like what we did on our first date back.
Do I know about that?
We decided he never stopped reaching out the whole time, and then we finally started like talking again, and then we decided to see each other, and he was like, I want to take you to the place where we had our first date.
Yeah.
Well, I know.
And like me, as she's telling me this, I'm like, well, every time he would reach out, I would be like, he needs to leave you alone. And she was like, yeah, you know, I was like being like overprotective because, you know, that's kind of as a best friend, you're kind of like on guard for.
Friends were like on guard for me. And I was just constantly praying the whole time, like just the whole time through, just kind of praying for peace or clarity or to make it right. Whatever's meant, like whatever's supposed to be, let that shine.
Mm hmm. Yeah. And I was like, nah, he needs to leave you alone. But I never had, like, it was never so much like, I don't like him or I don't think he's good for you. I was just more so, you're not going to be able to heal if he's still reaching out to you, you know? Right. But she always, you know, you always were confident that, like, maybe it wasn't fully over. Like, there was always, like, something in your heart, I think, that kept that open for you, whereas I was like, no, shut the door.
Yeah. I was like, shut it. I was like, no, it's not a door shut situation.
Yeah. So,
but I also think that I got to this point too, obviously not here, but like I didn't feel this here, but I felt in other areas of my life that for the last 3 months I wasn't of any value because I wasn't talking about my dating life. Like I felt like that's all I was good for, and that was a struggle for me too, because I'm like, I have so much more to give and so much more that I care about than dating and a man in my life, you know? Like I love this man so much and he makes me incredibly happy, and I love sharing dating stories. I've been doing it forever because I think we all relate to those things, you know? Like we're all going through it and it's peaks and valleys, and I love sharing that. But I felt so much like that was all I was good for, and that was really hard for me to battle the last few months because I just got really down. I was like, is that all you see me as? Like, you know,
that's me for the past 3 years. I'm like, am I good for anything other than, I mean, I think it's hard because I came off The Bachelor, so that's what people knew me for, was like dating and being like that, finding love. And then, you know, my relationship with Robert was very public, and then when that ended and I started my relationship that I'm in now, it was like, you can't hide that from, like, you can't not talk about that from us. And my whole thing was a lot of, you know, and I still get messages where they're like, you know, don't be a coward, like come out and talk about your relationship, like quit hiding. And I'm like, I'm not hiding as much as I'm just not, like, it's private. But like all of the people in my life, no, it's not like we're not public, but I always have that feeling. I'm like, do I need to, like, is the only thing that makes me relevant my relationship or talking about it?
And so for me, it's not, I never have felt that I've never felt that before, because I love sharing and I love talking about these things. You know what I mean? It's like something that I really enjoy, but I think I was at this point in my life where I was really in a lot of pain and like not dating or not wanting to go and like wanting to just not be that for a minute. And I felt like I wasn't able to do that. And that was really hard.
Not being able to be ready to date or not being able to share?
No, not being seen as anything other than like my dating life. Mm-hmm. And so that was really hard for me. And I'm like, I'm so much more than that. You know?
I think, and I think that might, I mean, I do think people are interested in your love life, but I think that's been something that people have followed your journey for so long. So I think that's why they are connected to you in that way. But
it's
I also
not even
think,
like our listener, like I'm down with our, like when the listeners, when Scrubbers like message me, I message them right back as I'm like, yeah, I am happy as a clam. And like, thank you so much. And it's so sweet. Like, that's the reason why I love to share. It's like this community that we have. It's like professionally when I'm being made to feel a certain way, it bothers me.
Yeah. I mean, rightfully so. I think, I guess from my perspective, and you weren't even talking about the Scrubbers, because I'm like, the Scrubbers, you relate to so many people.
Oh yeah.
Outside of dating.
Oh yeah. It's like, we're the same.
Yeah.
Like literally the same.
Yeah.
And I think there is something beautiful in that. You know what I mean? Like, I think sometimes when you go through a breakup, you know, you read all these books about how to whatever, or, you know, be a bitch and do all these things. And that's just not me. Like, I can't do that.
Yeah. Like, we tried a few times.
We tried a few of these games and things, and it wasn't me. And I think it's important for women to hear that it's okay to, like, I even told him when we started talking again, I was like, I was praying for you the entire time we were broken up. Mm-hmm. And I think that was like a shock to him, you know, because it's like, that's not what you do when like you break up with somebody, you know, like it's not like I didn't go down that path of negativity. And I don't know, mm-hmm. there's a different way and a different approach to things. And I think that it's hopeful and it's beautiful. And it's so, so funny because we started talking again. Aaron, my neighbor, Aaron Lim, was talking to him, and she was just like, did you not pick up the hints every time she saw a freaking butterfly that she was trying to tell you that like she was hopeful that you were gonna come back? Yeah. And he was like, no, it's not that, like, you know, when you're the guy in his mind, he's thinking that that's me being hopeful for my future, whoever it is, you know what I mean?
I think it could have been both.
It could have been both, but it's hard to say when you're not confident in that, you know.
Well, yeah. I mean, when you're the one who has made that decision, you're assuming that the person, I mean, rightfully so, is looking forward.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And little does he know that like every time I see a butterfly, I'm like, this is him.
So are we calling him Red Star still, or has he been given a new name, or are we calling him by his actual name?
No, I don't know. I guess we can call him Red Star. Yeah, welcome back, Red Star.
Yeah, wow.
Welcome back, Red Star.
Well, that's exciting. So
it
now
is exciting. Here, at the end of the day, like, I'm very happy. I'm very in love. Things are moving in a really great direction, and I will share more as I feel more secure.
Do you feel like, since y'all kind of had like a restart, do you feel like y'all are back in that like honeymoon phase of the like Travis and Courtney?
Yeah. I honestly don't feel like we ever got out of that phase.
Well, I was going to say also that I guess that was still, it was almost a full year.
Yeah.
So.
No, it was a full year. Over a year.
Oh, that y'all had. Yeah. 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 So, yeah, I guess that, I mean, Easton and Allison are still in it. I'm still in it with 95P.
Are you?
Yes. Like the other day I was driving home and I was like, oh my God, I'm so excited.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so, see, you're still in it too. How many years has this been? Three?
Yeah. 3 years. It's so crazy. I never thought I would be someone who, first of all, was in a long-term relationship like this, and also still like so
smitten like a kitten.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just never been my personality. And so it's funny every time I think about it, I'm always like, this is funny, like so ironic that this is, when I get like needy or need attention, I'm always like, get it together, Becca. This is not who you are. But it is.
It's Becca and Lou. Wait, so have you thought about anything like, do you want to always just keep, like, even if you guys get married and have...
Well, I mean, at some... No, I've kind of been more so leaning towards... I get really torn about it because at first it was for reasons that I don't have anymore. And now right. It's more so like, it's just kind of nice that the pressure of it being public isn't present. Even though I think a lot of people kind of know. I think there's something about it that feels comfortable that it's not public, But on the flip side, it'd be fun to share it, you know, because like,
I know it's like this happy, it's like this, there's this happy medium with all of it, because I think also for me, you know, and same with Red Star and I, the reason why we didn't post things in the beginning was for different reasons. Now those reasons are no longer there. And so he told me, he was like, you can post me, do whatever you want. And I was like, okay. And I'm like slowly starting to do it, cause I'm like, it's that weird feeling of just kind of getting used to it, you know, but it's like not wanting it to be my whole thing, but you know, a little cherry on top.
And there was a moment in, when we were at the premiere for Cruel Summer and I was doing a video and he like popped his head into it. And I was like, no, I can't post that. Like,
and he was no, you're fine.
Yeah, and both of them were like, it's fine, you can post it. And I was like, are you sure this is allowed? You know, so I feel that way too. But yeah, I think there is like a balance, and you want to be, I think a lot of couples, and I totally get it, because I think I did it with Robert, especially towards the end, where like there's this high you get off of sharing your relationship and people validating it and people liking and commenting and like expressing their happiness for you.
Yeah.
And there is this like high that comes with wanting that attention, you know?
Yeah. It's not even like, it's not even this high. I think for me, like, I feel like I finally found a man that for so long I knew existed. Like, I always knew that he existed, but I would talk about it and I have hope in my heart, but it's like, until you actually physically see that person, there is a little like question mark in it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so it's like you finally find this man that's like so wonderful and all of those things that you've been sharing and talking about wanting. And so it's like you want to tell other people, like,
yeah,
these guys exist, like there are people out there like this. And like it might take you some jaunts around the block to find them, but like once you do, it's so beautiful and like worth it.
I saw this TikTok and this guy was like, he was showing him like doing all these really sweet things, and so it starts and he's like, my wife had a dream that I cheated on her. And so it was him, he went and got her flowers and made her breakfast and got her coffee and like a card and rose petals and lit a candle and like had it all set up and was like, sorry about your dream, that will never happen in real life.
That's,
and
I was like, that's so cute.
Yeah. So I think a lot of what the lesson is here is that sometimes, I mean, I think there's certain instances where shutting the door and locking the door and deadbolting the door is very necessary. But I think you have kind of brought hope to people who maybe it ended because of a circumstance of timing. You know, maybe there was something that was happening that wasn't working, but you still felt that hope. And I think it was like a sign to, you know, like when you feel something in your gut and you feel like, you know, something's right, don't shut the door and lock it forever. Like, be open to someone coming back and proving their value in your life.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, I think too, it was never, I mean, like I'm one of those people where like, if you cheat on me, you're done. The deadbolt's there.
Lock it,
key, throw it out the window. And it's not about the cheating. It's the trust and the lack of character in that person that I don't want that in my life, nor do I want that in my life at all or forever. So if that was the case, I'd have no problem shutting the door, locking and throwing away the key. But I think that was like the opposite of it. And I think it was just a matter of me being in a certain place in my life that he wasn't necessarily at. And so just kind of giving him that space to figure it out for himself.
Yeah.
It's like a Dutch door, right? Like you close the bottom part,
oh, yeah,
but then the
yeah.
open one, the top part, you open that and you let the breeze come in and you know, it's inviting.
Yeah.
And he can crawl over it. If he wants to be there, he'll make the effort to get in the door and crawl over it.
Yeah,
exactly.
But like, it has been so nice to just kind of like, you know, we went on a double date last week and, you know, I don't know, like having him around my friends again. And it was just, it's really nice. And it's going really well. And I am a smitten kitten too.
We're supposed to play ping pong because he has been challenging me, but the two times that he's had the ping pong table out and has invited me over, I haven't been able to come, so he thinks I'm scared. But I don't know how the relationship's going to be once I beat him.
I want you to. Like, nothing makes me happy. We want to have, like, a game, like, a whole, like, game night thing where we, like, invite maybe, like, two couples or something and do like ping pong like Prosecco pong and then like and there was one at bocce ball. We got bocce ball like kind of just kind of rotate and do all of these like just a Jenga, have like a Jenga there and just have everybody just like playing random games all the time. How fun is that?
That's really fun, actually. 95p loves games.
Yeah, wait, but you know what we should do?
What?
At some point.
What?
Because I've been getting a lot of messages about this as well. At some point, we need to do some sort of large podcast with our significance.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Yes. I would very much like to listen to that episode.
Yeah, like not like I don't want to do like a newlywed game where we just ask trivia questions. That's not it. It's something better. Almost like that when we have them fill out those questionnaires. Mm-hmm. But just like in real life.
Well, that will certainly expose my relationship.
Yeah. I have a feeling Becca's not thrilled with this idea.
Okay, I'm not opposed. What? I think there would be steps that came before the podcast.
In due time.
I'm not opposed.
What if
to
we
that.
Use a surrogate for 95p, Becca? like we hire like an actor to wear an earpiece and sit there in the mic.
I feel like I might as well just have 95p on at that point.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to it. I think it'd be really fun. I always said, like, once my relationship was public and out there, that it would be fun to do like a podcast.
Yeah. Where like we just like,
oh no. What?
Even if we did like how we went to Palm Springs. You know, like we did like our pump, we took scrubbing in on the road and we went somewhere just like around and had some spicy margs and recorded the podcast that night.
I mean, yeah,
I love it.
We would definitely need Easton and Allison there because we'd need some sort of sobriety to manage things.
God, that was absolute. Like when I think about that, just block of time, what my memory has is so chaotic.
So chaotic.
Red star in that Tanya shirt that he still wears.
First of all, it's the cutest thing ever. So for our scrubbing in live when we did the show in LA, that shirt that Becca got, you know, we each had our shirts that had our faces on them. The company, Gold Sheep, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They sent extras of my face and said, this one's for your boyfriend. So I gave it to him. And he's like, this is actually a really sick shirt. Like, it's actually really cool. And so whenever we go away for the weekend somewhere, like Palm Springs or, you know, Santa Barbara or anywhere that we go on vacation, he brings, it's like his vacation shirt and he wears it every single time. It's like,
wow.
Like,
okay. Right? Here's the thing. I loved the shirt for our event. Like, it was really cute. That shirt is not sick.
No, it is. It's so cute. And like,
it looks every like- time you send me a photo of him in it, because he always is dressed so well that like when I see that shirt, I just want to, I don't even know. Like the gesture is cute, but the shirt is
This shirt is cool.
Tanya.
Okay. It's
the shirt's cool.
Thank you.
Easton. I like the shirt.
Does he wear it around? Like if you're going to go out to dinner or something,
yeah,
he's going to wear
like,
it?
Yeah, like, hold on. Yes. I'm going to show you. So we were around.
That rules.
It's so the best thing ever because we'll be like walking by people and they'll like literally strangers will say, is that her on your shirt? He's like, sure is.
I might get him like for some, either your birthday or his birthday, get like a new version, maybe in like a black or something.
Oh, right,
chic.
Like right, the pink is kind of what's throwing you.
I think so. Yeah.
It looks cool.
Wow,
it looks cool.
It does.
Right?
It does look cool. I just love it because a lot of guys, you know, that would be the shirt they sleep in or wear to the, you know, the workout
or
in or something.
Probably not wear most.
Or yeah, yeah, not wear it at all.
No, I I love, like,
so happy.
I'm so torn because in my mind when I see it, I'm like, well, Tanya has just met her match because who else? Maybe Easton. Otherwise, I don't know many people who would like publicly choose to wear that. And then on the flip side, just like the, because I always see him and he's always dressed really well. So when I see Tanya in like a cute outfit and they send me a photo of the two of them and he is in that pink shirt.
It's usually like by a body of water. Like that's why it's his vacation shirt. He's not wearing it to a restaurant.
I'm gonna work on a new one.
A chicer one?
Yeah, maybe a hat. Some more hats?
No.
Oh. He looks so cute in a baseball hat.
He looks cute in everything.
Okay, well.
He could wear a brown sack and make it look chic.
Yeah, chic?
I don't know about chic. Sexy.
All right, we are going to take another break, and then we'll be back with emails, which Easton will be taking over today. What a thrill. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Okay, we are back. We have some hard-hitting emails today. TikTok theories and such. Easton, take it away.
All right, this first one's from Sarah. As Taylor Swift stands, I would love to hear your thoughts on the bazillion of T-Swizzle theories out there. The internet is truly an exhausting and hilarious place when it comes to Swiftie Easter eggs, so I think listeners would be thrilled to hear about these topics. Here are a few examples. Harry Styles being featured on the re-record of Style, the dress she wore has an extra sunflower, the five cherries on her shirt during an interview, the fact that they spoke at the award show, that the re-recorded albums are coming out in certain months that can be Easter egged because of the photos released in Rolling Stone, and the third albums in the trilogy of Folklore/Evermore is coming on August 5th, to be specific. Sarah can't remember the reasons behind that one, but apparently that's the theory. So what do we think about those?
Okay, so allegedly what I've seen in certain social media apps is that
my brain bandwidth today is not conducive to
productive.
Conducive to, I knew I'd get there. Yeah. Conducive to TikTok theories. So
okay, we'll pretend it's a Twitter theory then. Okay. Or Patty sent it to you, or Sisney.
Ginger Chan has this theory.
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
So apparently the third album to the trilogy is called Woodvale.
Yes, I didn't know that.
And there's, at the end of Cardigan, there's like a little jingle at the end of the video. Uh-huh. There's like a little jingle at the end. And then it's actually the beginning of Willow. Goes into the Willow video. Oh. And then there's a little jingle at the end of Willow, and they think that's the beginning of Woodvale or whatever the single is going to be. If she really, the thing with these theories is that if they're not true, then it's just sad because they're so genius that people have come up with a whole plan that's not even real.
I know. And here's the thing, because I feel like there was in one of the images from Evermore, you could see the word Woodvale like in the artwork. Yeah. And so that's where I think the name came from. But all the stuff with like they spoke at the Grammys, her and Harry Styles, and then the cherries on the shirt and stuff like that. Like sometimes the stretch of the Easter eggs is so much to ponder that it gets to be too much.
Oh, see, I don't think that the Harry Styles thing is a stretch at all. I think that's very possible.
Do you think Harry Styles right now dating Olivia Wilde would re-record a song that Taylor Swift wrote about him in 1987? Oh, wait.
In 1989? I was like, my brain really went in a few circles right there.
Am I okay?
Yes, I do think he would. Why? In what way would that harm him? All it does is do good.
No chance. He's finally like coming out as this like, what's the word? Solo artist that's like really catching steam.
No one's saying he's not, but she's the biggest, like one of, if not the biggest artist in the world, asking him to do one of her re-recordings during a time where a lot of her songs were about him.
Look, I'm not saying I would love it.
I was hoping he'd do Out of the Woods with her.
As a fan, I would love it.
And but, as a friend?
As a foe, or what's, I don't even know what a foe is. But as a realist, I just don't see it happening, and I don't want to get my hopes up.
I'm fine. My hopes are already up for the third album, so like I'm already expecting that to be crushed. So like I might as well throw in a Harry duet to the 1989
recording. The 1989 re-recording, I am not ready for it. You know when she says, are you ready for it?
No, we are not.
We're not.
Do we know which one she's doing next? Which album? Has that been?
They think 1989 yet? Because the TikTok theory.
Oh, she has the bandwidth now.
Our Ginger Chan theory is that she did Fearless was because that was the first album she won for best. She won a Grammy for Album of the Year. And that was the first one she won. And they're thinking she's going to do the second Album of the Year that she won, which is 1989.
Okay. Red didn't win a Grammy?
Nope, it did not.
Wow. You know what the thing is about Taylor Swift is that I think, you know, the people who don't like her, like I can't relate to you, but I posted a cover of this country artist singing All Too Well the other day, and I had so many people like, oh my God, like, who is that? What is this song? And I'm like, it's just the greatest Taylor Swift song of all time, but they haven't even given it a chance because Taylor Swift. And I'm like,
I know.
You just go on, read her lyrics. You'll appreciate
it. I have a girlfriend that's going through a breakup, and she literally just this weekend texted me saying, thank God for the album that is Red because I'm going through all my emotions. This song speaks to me. And I was like, girl. Let me tell you a thing about that album and what I have done to it the last 2 months.
Can we talk about the song Ivy? Because that one
is so good.
It's so good and really doesn't get the true recognition.
Well, Ivy was from Evermore, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Delicious.
Delicious.
The divine song.
And nutritious. All right. Well.
So that, I hope that answers that. Did it, that answer that at all?
Essentially, thrilled and we're on the same page. Well, I don't know about Tanya, but I am so hopeful and excited for any of these theories to be true. And if they're not, I hope she has ideas for what she's going to do in the future, at the very least.
I love when people have really crazy theories about this stuff and then it doesn't. I really do like when it doesn't happen. Like, this happens with Marvel stuff all the time. Like, people have these crazy, they see an Easter egg, they have these crazy theories, and then it doesn't happen. And I just find that very entertaining.
I had like a whole, I can't remember what my theory, I had a whole theory about Evermore before it came out, and it just, not even close. Flop. Oh no, not Evermore. It was, I think, before Folklore, when she like was posting with the fences. There was like a fence and there was like 9 pokes in the fences, or I don't even know.
I remember that
palm
picture.
Tree. Yeah. That whole, I'm like, ugh.
I'm not one to search for the Easter eggs, but I enjoy the other people who put them together for all of us on Ginger Chan.
I want to make some Easter
TikToks.
Eggs.
What does that
like,
mean?
In your life?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
You'll see.
Okay. We'll stay tuned.
We have one more email about theories. This is for Grace. This is from Grace about Grace. I totally agree that lately the Grey's episodes have been a bit boring. There's definitely a lull, but I have 2 theories. One that makes me very sad and one that gives me hope. Here's the sad one. The Game of Thrones series finale episode felt this way, neutral. Just like this season of Grey's is feeling. My theory about the Game of Thrones series finale was that the directors did that to please the average number of fans. There could have been many more extreme ways the series could have ended to give fans hope for a new season, but I think the directors chose the middle neutral path so fans would not have hope for a new season, and the cast could choose whether or not they wanted to continue. I'm worried and sad that Krista is doing this to Grey's. Here's the hopeful theory. Krista is truly trying to replicate what the pandemic has felt like to so many people. Boring, exhausting, and long. This means that it probably won't be the last season. They're just trying to be as realistic as possible about the pandemic. But I'm concerned this will deter viewers by having less exciting episodes and keeping Meredith on a ventilator, right?
Yeah.
Maybe Krista is also trying to see if the show could continue without Meredith as a prominent cast member and gradually phase her out so Ellen could try new things in her career.
Well, this was written before this most recent episode because Meredith, spoiler alert, is off the vent. I don't love the idea of I don't know. I'm so torn about the Grey's finale because I wanted it to end with Meredith and Derek on the beach together.
Oh.
So
you basically want Meredith to die.
I want Meredith to be with Derek, however that may happen, whether that's Derek comes home.
He's somehow dead.
Well,
it's like saying you want Denny to come back.
That's not the same at all, actually.
It's exactly the same. They both are dead.
I don't know. I just, like, I enjoyed the idea of Meredith being with, like, that being her ending with him. And I'm not saying, like, oh, she has to be with Derek. It was just, like, especially after seeing them together again, I was like, oh, my God. There's no way she'll have this with anybody else while we're watching. So, here's my thought. If Meredith is alive, which it seems is going to be the case, which I'm very happy for her because all her friends and colleagues and her children need her. I don't necessarily need her to end up with in a relationship. But then Derek was like, gave her the basically like, go ahead. Like, I don't want you to be lonely. So now I'm scared.
What? I want Meredith to be with somebody.
But who? She doesn't have.
I don't know. We might not know the person. He's got to be badass. But I would like her to end up with somebody. I think
I haven't seen her with someone that made me feel excited about a relationship for her. So I guess when that happens,
I wish they could bring the vet back. Now that would give me tingles in places.
I don't know that I'll feel the tingles, but I don't hate the thought of that being that direction because it's smart. I like that throwback. But yeah, I could totally see them doing a neutral thing where people are just like, all right, I guess it's over, you know, the good times have happened and it's over. I hate that.
Dark.
But you can watch, once you watch this most recent episode, I think you'll have a stronger opinion.
Yeah. You know, these emails were harder for me today because I feel like my mental capacity is not its greatest. And the theories are really hard for me to like sink my.
It's pretty, it's really not that deep. Either just are like.
Wait, I know. Do you know what's so funny is we were doing the Oscar after party last night and I'm like talking about all this like deep, like I'm just going deep because at the end of the day, I'm like, nobody really watched a lot of these movies, like, you know, no, whatever. But at the end of the day, there is so much about storytelling, about movies, that really connects us. And it's like kind of putting yourself in these characters' shoes. And I was getting so deep last night into these like life lessons and stuff. And everyone was just like, Tanya, what planet are you on? I was like, planet happy. That's where I like to be.
You do love to be there.
Catch me on planet happy. It's right next to Pluto and Saturn.
Wow.
That's where I will reside.
Do you ever take edibles?
No, but are those mushrooms?
No.
Oh. No, I'm not taking either of those, but somebody...
She's all mushrooms, yeah, but...
Yeah, yeah, mushrooms, yeah. I eat daily. No, but somebody the other day was telling me that I like should try mushrooms. Because they make you happy.
I've never tried mushrooms, but isn't it like a psychedelic experience?
Yeah. Psilocybin mushrooms anyway, but they have medical benefits. I understand. I haven't done them either.
Are those different than edibles?
Yes.
She's talking about marijuana.
I feel like you would be someone who would have some like really out there creative thoughts. Because I feel like a creative genius.
Really?
Yeah. Like I should get my phone out and just write down the thoughts I have. Because sometimes I'm like, is my sober version of myself just limiting me to the potential I can reach? I don't know. I don't take them as often as I should, I guess, if I'm going to be a creative genius.
You know the thing with me about drugs? And I know it's not, I mean, it's legal and it is what it is, but... I wonder why I don't feel this way about alcohol, because it does the same thing to you, but I don't like not being in control.
See,
and for some reason with alcohol, it's like I guess maybe because I've been drinking for so many years, I know how much I can drink and still be in control. Whereas drugs I've never done. So I don't know that threshold, but I don't like not being in control.
Here's my thing. I prefer some of my actions might contradict this statement. I prefer an edible experience because I'm not hungover the next day. I don't have any anxiety. Well, I don't get anxiety. A lot of people can get anxiety from marijuana. I don't get that. But I just feel like I've learned my limits. Like I've taken too much before and I felt like I couldn't lift my arms up. Which
that would throw me into a...
But I was so relaxed that I was just like, oh, I can't. Like, I feel like I can't lift my arms up.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like the best time ever.
I was playing Mario Kart. I was on Rainbow Road and I literally felt like I was soaring. Like I felt like I was on the road. It was awesome.
See, I don't think I'd like that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, but then, so I haven't taken that much and it was like 7 milligrams. It was like nothing significant, but normally I know my limit and I just know I'm going to be able to like be relaxed and chill and not, and also not have any of the negative effects that I sometimes get from alcohol, which we've all seen in action.
Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe we can do it one night. Maybe game night when we're playing ping pong.
Oh, but then I won't be good.
You might be the best you've ever been.
You think so?
You never know.
All right.
It happens.
I want Easton and Allison to, I tried to get them to do one in Palm Springs, but I had other things happening that day. So my plans got derailed. Next time. Oh my God. Look who's joining us. Here. 3 minutes before we end the podcast.
Oh, wow.
Mark! Okay, Tanya didn't watch Grey's and Easton doesn't watch. I've just been here talking about it by myself.
Okay. I'm so glad I came. That was a phenomenal episode.
Phenomenal.
I finished that show. I had like tears in my eyes. I had goosebumps. And I was just like, this is why I still love this show.
I was sobbing. I had chills. I was like, I never thought I'd get fresh Derek and Meredith scenes. And they were as intense and emotional as they always were.
Yes.
Mark, the way he looks at her still.
Yes, it was great top to bottom. And I even loved the other medical stuff that was going on throughout it. It was just a classic episode of Grey's Anatomy.
All right. So my plan still stands tonight, 9 p.m. A new episode of Grey's Anatomy and my Satisfyer Pro.
I don't know.
Because we kind of got...
I don't know how the Satisfyer Pro got brought into it, but...
Because you're saying Derek was giving all those looks that, like, give us the tingles.
Yeah, it's romantic. I mean, yeah, but... Maybe like a brownie or something.
Back to the edibles. Here we go again.
No, not an edible brownie, just a regular brownie.
It's like Becca a chocolate brownie.
Yeah, Becca is trying to get me to take edibles.
No, and... I said it'd be fun if we took an edible because I think Tanya would be like just a creative genius. That's what I think. But she's scared, so it's fine. I'm not going to... I don't like peer pressure, so... Anyways, but I am going to peer pressure you to watch Grey's Anatomy tonight because, it, like Mark said, it's all the old feels.
Yes, it really is. Yeah. It's just wonderful.
I didn't watch it. Did not watch it intentionally.
Oh, I'm sure you had a crazy week.
Crazy. I was like, I did because I was wondering why earlier in the week because it was Daily Pop that I was prepping for before Oscars.
I also am feeling a little worried and sad about Teddy because she's going through some things. It's not.
She is. She's going through a lot.
I'm a little worried.
What, that she's going to become unhinged?
It feels a little unhinged right now.
Oh.
But Owen's trying... I mean, Owen was likable in this episode.
He was, but is he leading her on? Is he, like, trying to make her think that things are going to be okay again?
No, because I think when he was comforting her and she, like, tried to kiss him, he's like, no. Like, I'm trying to be, like, your friend.
Becca was like, who would you want Meredith to be with? And I was like, I don't know. I would want Meredith to be with anybody. Minus...
No, that was Joe.
Oh, Joe. Yeah. Right, right. I was like, I don't want Joe to be with anybody minus Owen.
But
poor Owen.
I think Joe's going to be with... I think they're setting up Joe to be with McWidow.
Oh.
There's some scenes that, like, make it... I feel like there's something there. They're setting it up.
I feel like he's too old for her. Is that weird?
I don't think so.
For me to
no,
say?
No, he looks... He is meow. How old is he?
Is he meow? Yeah. I don't know. He strikes me as very paternal.
I find him to be like Alex's age.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I think of him as considerably older than that, but maybe I'm crazy. Like, maybe just the bald head.
Yeah. Oh, you know, do you know what, though? Do not judge a bald head by its bald cover, because let me tell you, I have met some meow mixes that were 25 and losing their hair, and they just went and shaved it, and let me tell you... made him even hotter.
It is true. It's all about how they carry it.
It's how they carry it.
He carries it well.
He carries it well.
So anyways.
I would look him up, but I don't know his... I can't think of his... I don't know his name in real life, but I would get his age because we should probably resolve
this. It's not Meow Mix.
Yeah, it's definitely not Meow Mix, but... well, I'm so happy you joined us just so I could have someone to celebrate that with, because it was a dagger in the heart when Tanya was like, I haven't watched it yet.
That is rough. Okay, here we go. His name is Richard Flood. Oof. Oh, look at that. He's doing the math in my head here. He's 38.
Yeah, see?
My bad. Sorry. I thought he was like my age.
See, you can't judge a book by
he's just
its,
a pup.
Nope. Bald cover.
Nope.
Clearly. I think that would actually make him younger than...
Joe?
Than Alex.
Well, yeah.
No, but younger than Justin Chambers.
Because...
Yeah, Justin Chambers is 50. Justin Chambers is actually my age.
Wow. Mark.
Well, I'm not 50, but you understand.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it was a great episode. Loved it.
I'm excited about
great
it.
Great episode.
Great.
Grace is back. I mean, next week it'll probably suck again, but for 1 week it was back.
Great. Can't wait. Can't wait, because let me tell
you. And May 6th is Kapner's return. Have we talked about that?
No. Well, we briefly talked about that Jackson shows up at her house, but we found out that she's only in one episode. So it's like a little, not that I'm thrilled. I can't wait for the episode, but I'm a little bit upset knowing that, because now just like one and done. Unless Jackson goes with her and then we lose Jackson, but know that J'April's together. I don't know.
The fan theories in my brain right now, it's like a lot. We did Grey's, we did Taylor,
That's all we did.
Oh, I missed so
we
much.
Just did by the Grey's way, and Taylor.
Camilla Luddington is 37, so they're almost the exact same age. So I don't know what's wrong with me.
You know, it's okay. We all have off days. It's fine.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So I'm having an off day.
I'm having an off day too.
Well, Mark, it was so great to see you for a second.
Thank Tanya, you fantastic again last night. Congratulations.
Thank
You're
you.
You're amazing.
Thank you. And I got like weirdly emotional, like Brecca, brought me these beautiful flowers and a card, and I got like really emotional. I've been like weirdly emotional all day because it's like award season's over and you kind of create this outside family of people that you know, we did three big shows together. So, you know, from like the producers and the writers and the glam team, you know, and then and it's just kind of like, okay.
Yeah. Bye. That's sad when something like that ends. Absolutely. Yeah.
Can we talk about the box of cards you got today? Today I'm in workout and I keep seeing my Tanya text me like multiple, which really doesn't alarm me when I get back to back texts from Tanya. But I was like, oh, I wonder what's happening. So I finished workout, I checked my phone, and she had sent me a photo of this like box and it said to Tanya with love, Becca. And she was like, Becca, I'm so emotional. And I'm looking at it like, I did not send that. And so I'm panicking, thinking, okay, you know, and my first thought was like, maybe it's something for the podcast. So I called Danielle and she's like, I don't know what that is. And I was like, okay. So I get on Instagram and I get tagged in stories from Tanya. And she's like, Becca, this is so emotional. All these notes about things that you love about me. And she's like, it's three clips of like this gift that I did not
send. This box is like massive. And I'm pulling these cards out and they're so beautiful. Like I'm tired as hell today. So I'm super hyper emotional and I'm crying. Like I'm reading these and like actually crying. Cause I was like, oh my God, like, this is so not like Becca. Like whenever she writes me a card for anything, like I get emotional about it. And now there's like stacks of reasons like why she loves me and what she admires about me. And they're all so personal. Like they were really good.
So,
and I'm still going. I'm going for 30 minutes reading these things. Like I was like, I'm not
weeping.
So I'm at my place panicking. I'm calling Danielle. She didn't know. I call Allie, my manager. And I'm like, did this company like reach out to you about this box for Tanya? I was like, she's posting it on her story. I did not send this to her. And so then I'm creeped out and I'm like, oh my God, Tanya has like a stalker who's like pretending to send gifts for me, like writing her these like personal letters. So finally I am able to figure out what the company was and I look it up and I realize it's in one of our emails. And so I messaged Becky and I was like, hey, did you send this to Tanya? And thank God she's like, yeah, isn't it so cute? I guess really it's for me because like I wrote them out and you should be getting one from Tanya too. So it's the cutest gift idea ever. Like I know what to do to really make Tanya's day now.
Oh my God, it was like so special. And I literally had these thoughts like, I can't believe Becca took the time to write all these. I mean, I'm telling you, it was like a fat stack of like, and they were thoughtful and things that were like, I'm like, Becky, great job, because fooled me.
I really took my time looking through the qualities. Like, this is Tanya, this is Becca.
I mean, truly, I have never felt things in my heart from that.
I wanted to make sure you both felt seen.
Yeah,
but let me tell you, having to make that call, because I was like, do I just play along? Like, what do I do at this point? Because she is crying. She's posted on Instagram. Like, I've had no space to even tell my truth. What do I do? And so I was like, Tanya, I have some bad news. And I had to break it to her.
And it was really sad.
Yeah.
It was really sad because I'm in a fragile state right now.
Yeah. And
that crushed me.
Yeah, it wasn't. But anyways, really cute idea if you want to make someone's day.
You didn't misread Becca as Becky. Like, no, you sent them from Becca.
Yes. And like,
I made it sent from them.
And
it's
kind of
weird.
I'm going to have one.
Yes, I'm like, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, we can't even air this because it's just so weird.
It's so good. It's just so good. Danielle said it's fun to talk about.
Oh. I mean, I don't know. Anyways, getting that call was heartbreaking.
Giving that call was heartbreaking, believe me. But then, I was like, maybe this is from her friend Becca that she met in Santa Barbara.
I
the
thought
doula.
That too. I thought it was Becca the doula too. But then I was like,
and then I was reading some of the notes, and I was like, well, this is personal. If they just met whenever they met. Like, yeah, this feels really intimate.
It was
really
too
intimate.
Intense for Becca the doula. I thought at first it might have been the doula. And then I saw how many there were. I was like, there's no way this is the doula. I met her like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
You? This is years of friendship right here. Yeah. Nope.
Still no.
There was one, though. There was one that said something about, like, share more giggles. And I was like, giggles, giggles was an interesting word. I never Becca say in my life.
She's getting creative, but these notes.
It's like, oh, you know, there's probably 100 in here. She probably got tired. Yeah, the giggles. I was like, that seems weird.
I'll never forget. I mean, my stomach dropped when she sent me that text and I saw that box and she was like, I'm so emotional. I was like, me too, for different reasons, because I didn't send that.
So basically now I'm heartbroken and sad, but I have some beautiful flowers from Becca.
I did bring flowers though, so.
That's nice.
I felt like the notes really overshadowed my flower gesture, but.
Yeah, I mean, I know, I'm not going to lie. This card compared to the box I got is like. I don't know. It's getting kind of. Really, okay. Step it up, Becca.
I'll
you better
go
shape
through.
Up, boo, 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 because I need a best friend.
Well, Becky.
And my heart was set on you. Oh, yeah. You better shape up, because I'm on a sleigh. Gonna read that box again, because it's so true. Nothing love from but love from me to you. You're the one that I wanted. Oh. You are the best friend. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Becky.
Yeah. Becky really showed up. Minus the giggles one, but.
honestly, all the rest of them, spot on. The giggles was the only thing that.
Had you kind of tilt in your head a little bit?
Yeah.
Well, on that note.
So this day has been a journey. You know, it's peaks and valleys. Sometimes you hit a peak in a valley in a month. Sometimes you can hit them when it's in an hour.
Yeah, I was going to say. Span of an hour.
It's been a peaky valley 24 hours.
I'm hoping tonight you'll get some rest and feel better tomorrow.
That's going to be a peak.
Yeah. After Derek and Meredith and the Satisfier. All right. We love you all. As always, have a great week. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to see if any of our theories come true this week. Thursday night for Grace. Friday night, maybe Taylor Swift music. I don't know. Hayley Kiyoko has a new single coming out.
Is that right?
Oh, she sure great. Does.
Wow.
Good for her.
And it is a boppity bop.
You got a sneak listen?
Of course I did.
Oh.
Wow. Connections.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? Oh.
Connected.
Oh my, just hit my shin so hard. all right. On that note, what?
Just be kind.
My sweatshirt says just be kind. Follow my lead. Send your friends a note box. all right. We'll see you next week. And we love you all.
Love you. Bye.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by 2 sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle.
So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.